Welcome to Gen X. I'm Jennifer Lindsay McClintock. In October 1977, my father brought me to the Petroleum Club high atop Oklahoma City's Chase Tower to witness one of downtown's most historic moments, the demolition of the Biltmore Hotel. Ensconced high inside the club's 33rd floor with a view unparalleled by 1970 standards, I stood enraptured, nose to the window, as this grand 1932 structure, proud and tall until her final moments, disappeared into a roiling cloud of dust. As a 10-year-old, I didn't understand the value of the Biltmore any more than I understood the value of her cousin Colcord, nor her sister Skirvin, who were both spared being lost to the city's urban renewal project. Historians and local preservationists still bemoan the Biltmore's loss, and they have valid reason. No doubt, were the hotel still here today, she would play a pivotal role in our city's grand revitalization. But sometimes it's best to leave the past in the past. And given the progress I've witnessed the city make over the past 20 years, even just over the past 10, I'd say what we have achieved is nothing short of remarkable. So as I put my mental list together of people to thank and things to be grateful for this Thanksgiving holiday, I'd like to include those city leaders whom, after years of watching us fall into an oil bust decline and suffering the ghost town days when downtown lay empty and depressed, had the vision and courage to step up and say, "Let's be pioneers again. Let's be pioneers in building new inroads to financial and capital success. Let's be pioneers in forging opportunities for outside industries to make a home here for themselves and employees. Let's be pioneers in finding amenities exciting enough to keep our talented young people here at home. Let's be pioneers in creating new paths for entrepreneurs and small businesses to thrive, fostering a home economy based upon the premise of keep it local." To this day, I sometimes wax nostalgic about those older days, days when Penn Square Mall was still an outside courtyard, when the area near Quail Springs was nothing more than a stretch of grain fields as far as the eye could see, and when the Hefner Parkway was a mere two-lane road, and the trails at Lake Hefner, well, let's keep some memories out of public earshot. But it doesn't take me long to come back into the present and see exactly what Oklahoma City has to offer now, a city of growth with districts that daily are becoming more dynamic and attractive, with retail and restaurants that rival most other cities in the United States, with tourism and industry that is diverse and growing more robust with each new year, and with a generation of young people who are choosing to stay and make their mark upon the fabric of our community in rich and vibrant ways. I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge Tulsa's renaissance as well. With the Blue Dome and Brady districts, Guthrie Green and River projects, they too are showing the state and our citizens how dedication and growth can change the face of a city. As I look at Oklahoma City with new eyes, I can forgive those mistakes of the past. For the bright and shining city we have become today eclipses those mistakes and harbors opportunities for all generations and generations yet to come. While walking to the studio this morning, I noticed the vintage-inspired Christmas decorations on the light poles in Film Row, made of colored tinsel and lights shaped into candy canes, poinsettias, and reindeer. I was taken back to days when similar lights were displayed in downtown and at Penn Square Mall. And like my 10-year-old self, nose pressed to the window, I can't help but feel again the awe and wonderment that this kind of change can bring. For KOSU, I'm Jennifer Lindsay McClintock, and this is Gen X.